Filmmakers Woody Allen, Ben Stiller, and George Lucas all have movies opening today. Here with what the nation's critics think, Mark Jordan Legan and Slate's Summary Judgment.
Ben Stiller's Hollywood satire, Tropic Thunder, has been generating some controversy over the way the mentally handicapped are depicted in some of the send-ups, as well as Robert Downey Jr. playing an egotistical method actor who insists on a skin color tinting so he can play a part originally written for an African American. Jack Black also stars as one of the self-centered actors trying to film a big-budgeted Vietnam War epic.
And why am I in this movie? Maybe I just knew I had to represent. Because they had one good part in here for a black man, they gave it to Crocodile Dundee.
Pump your brakes, kid. That man's a national treasure.
Overall, the critics like their time in the tropics. Newsweek shouts, the funniest movie of the summer. But some agree with the Los Angeles Times, which says Tropic Thunder has genuine humor underneath the waves of unnerving bad taste and political incorrectness. Woody Allen teams up again with Scarlett Johansson for the romantic comedy Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Two American women are vacationing in Spain when they meet a mysterious and charismatic artist played by recent Academy Award winner Javier Bardem.
I think that you're still hurting from the failure of your marriage to Mary Elena, and you're trying to lose yourself in empty sex.
Empty sex? Do you have such a low opinion of yourself?
The reviews say the Woodman is back. USA Today smiles, exhilarating and captivating. And the Village Voice calls Vicky Cristina Barcelona wry and thoughtful. And the Force is with us again as George Lucas presents Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the first animated feature from Lucasfilms. Obi-Wan Kenobi and Master Yoda lead a massive clone army to fight the dark side and,
I'll go after Skywalker.
Roger, roger.
Seal the main gate and all portals. Let nothing escape this castle.
Yes, mistress.
The Philadelphia Inquirer shrugs. The best that can be said is that it's harmless and mostly charmless. And the Portland Oregonian warns the animated feature doesn't even try to aspire myth. It aspires only to merchandising.
Gentlemen, you call this movie merchandise? Obi-Wan Wasabi Chips? Luke, I'm pulling you off the Clone Wars campaign. Cross-media marketing, Luke. Cross-media marketing.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.
I think he missed his calling.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.